Guys that did not practice today, DeMarcus Ware, Kayvon, A.J. Derby, T.J. Ward, Derek Wolfe, and Shaq. Guys that are listed as limited were Virgil, Sylvester, Brandon Marshall, Matt Paradis, and Trevor and Benny are listed as full. Let me keep going here. You guys know we got three additions to our practice squad. Hunter Sharp from Utah State, a wide receiver. Reese Dismukes, I think I said it right, from Auburn, okay, an offensive lineman. And Ciacia from West Texas A&M, okay, a defensive lineman. So, and you'll probably see a couple other transactions this afternoon, but I'm not going to go through them because I don't know exactly what they are yet. I haven't been in and talked to John yet, so y'all will probably see him come across the wire here, you know, sometime this afternoon. So y'all go ahead.
Jerry, what's up with DeMarcus?
DeMarcus, back, just back's bothering him. Get him looked at right here, and we'll have to make a decision here at some point. So, yeah, just some things he's been playing through and just kind of bothering him a little more than normal right now.
What will be the quarterback situation?
I'm going to play them both, guys. I told you guys the other day, you know, I'd let you know two things. First off, they're both young players. Obviously, one of them's younger than the other by about 10, 11 games. But I think Trevor deserves the right to go back out there as a starter. I mean, he's done a lot of good things this year. He's a young player, needs to keep going. I want him to get the Kansas City taste out of his mouth. It was a tough outing. But also, Paxton is going to play. So I'll prepare them both, and you'll see them both in the game.
How will you decide
how they play?
Yeah, or how much? I mean, how
Well, I kind of have it in my mind, but I got to see how the game goes, too, you know. So we'll see, Jeff. I don't know, you know, but they're going to both play. Huh?
Will Simeon start?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Definitely start.
Would you anticipate any other young player moves playing something?
Well, no, because we don't have anybody to sit there and rest, I mean, from a health standpoint. So we're all in. I mean, everybody's going that can go. Like I said, we're going to have to make a couple moves probably with a few guys here to get ourselves to full strength at a couple of positions before we get to Sunday.
You've had so much on the line the last couple of weeks. How hard is it to motivate? I mean, these are grown men. They know that there's not playoffs on the line.
It's not hard. I mean, that's what we do. I mean, every week we get ready to play, regardless of the stakes. You should be getting ready to play the same way. You know, obviously everybody's disappointed. I mean, we're playing a game that doesn't carry a lot of, you know, meaning from a standpoint of playoffs, but it carries a lot of meaning because it's our next game. So they were good today, you know. Like I said, trying to get some guys caught up here and get them to Sunday. But, you know, that's our job. That's what we do, and we'll work toward doing it well.
Is your use of both quarterbacks this weekend a precursor to the offseason where they'll both be
they're both part of the future, right? I mean, they're two good young players. I mean, we're from an organization standpoint, you got two good young quarterbacks. As we go to work and stuff next year, I mean, they're going to make those decisions and how they play and how they compete. But I think they both, as I said before, I think Trevor deserves the right with what he's done this year to go back out there this week as our starter. But yet at the same time, we want Paxton to leave the offseason with a few more snaps under his belt. So that's our approach.
Do you do anything in the offensive line or keep it what you have?
I don't think so, Jeff. You know, you might see 70 play a little bit more than he's been playing. But it still gets back to who you can suit. You know, you can only suit so many. So, no, we'll pretty much stay the way we've been.
How do you think Okunga Stevenson have played this season?
I think it's kind of been up and down, kind of like we have offensively. You know, we've done some good things at times and then not very good at times. So I think we've been inconsistent as a group. They've both battled. I mean, Russell's been there every week. It's been tough sometimes from a practice standpoint to, you know, just get him through, you know what I mean, get him to game day. Donald missed some time. He's played really good at times, and he's got some things he's got to clean up to become a real good player, a consistent player. So I think I can kind of talk about them the way I could talk about the group.
Is Virgil close to being out?
I think I would say, you know, I shouldn't get too far ahead of myself, but Virgil, I think, has an excellent chance to get there on Sunday, but we'll have to see how he does day by day.
Brandon Marshall also?
I don't know. He did a little bit today, Mike. We're kind of in a jog-through mode. He did do a little bit, so that's encouraging because he hasn't been out. That's the first time out in a while.
They really need the game. Would you
expect the Raiders to
play? Oh, absolutely, you know, and that's probably good for us too, you know, because, I mean, they win the division with the win, if my understanding's right, you know. So, and they're a really good football team. You know, obviously they lost their quarterback, but this kid's a really good player. I mean, I've crossed paths with him before when I was in Houston, and they play really good. And, you know, they're a good football team heading into playoffs, so we know we're going to get the best. Well, I don't – you know, we're playing the Raiders. I mean, that's our attention. Our guys know that. And, you know, we'll have to play a lot better than we did last time against them.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
Okay.
Thanks. All right. Thanks.